Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You are so lucky she doesn't listen in, because you know that she would hate that.
I think she would divorce me as well, yes. And then we'd move on with life. But
he would give her an honorarium.
So the other side,
I like Shannon so much. I hate this.
Hello, Mrs. Zabaios. This is Oscar's attorney. He's arranged for you to have a consideration.
What is 50% of 50%?
Police searched the caterer's hotel rooms after the head of the catering service. I shouldn't laugh.
Just at Mike,
this.
There were aprons everywhere.
After the head of the catering service died of a heart attack on Monday, and several packages of Coke were found among his belongings. Oh, I'm so busy. I got a tightness in my chest. Oh, it's such a tough time.
How's your left arm?
Oh, no, I got a pain shooting down.
I just watched how Spotify was founded.
In Espanol?
No, it was in Swede.
Swedish.
And
yes.
That was so off.
Mike, it was in Swede.
Swedish, I'm sorry.
You poor guy. They're going to get you on that one, too.
I don't know. As soon as I heard it, like the fish and the meatballs, it was
in Swede.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Live from Podville Media in Washington, D.C. and around the world, you are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to the party. And please join us along with our friends in great towns like Prince Frederick, Maryland. Named after Prince Frederick, of course.
Yes, he was royalty, Mike.
Mountain View, Arkansas. Understand they've got some good views there.
Especially in the upper elevations.
Great water.
Todos Santos, Mexico. It is a town in Mexico where they've got all labradoodles. I mean, a golden doodles.
One of them doodle dogs.
Labradoodles is correct, Mike.
Bora in the Leeward Islands. Calistoga, California. And Indropoli, Queensland, Australia. The Mike O'Mara Show is a little tardy starting today. Is everything all right? I mean, what's that?
I thought today was, for some reason, I thought today was a 9:30 start.
Yesterday was a 9:30 start.
I know. It's on me. Completely on me.
He was obviously in a hurry. He's glowing with sweat.
Yeah, walk Santos.
Did you run?
Oh, yes, I did. I got here in 17 minutes.
It's
1.8 miles from my house.
Okay.
I was walking and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be late. So we start running and Sir Poops-a-Lot, you know, he just kept on looking at a tree, trying to drag me over.
Oh, you can't make good progress when you're walking a dog.
No, it's terrible. No.
I have not mentioned my hound who for the next... week and a half now, is at boot camp, and we are spending a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah, is he coming home each night, or is it like a sleepaway camp?
It's sleepaway camp, and he's getting
trained.
Oh, you
got to be out of your mind to be without him.
Why?
Well, he's your dog. He's your dog.
He's not codependent.
No, it's something where... I don't know if I would be codependent with a dog under any circumstances, but no. He is he's needy. He's an animal needy. So, I mean, it's a less responsibility. One of my deals is to take him out, and my son has to take him out, and my wife takes him out. So, he's away.
You don't
and it's
feel
been,
a void, though? Because, I mean...
I feel a void. Like, I can walk around my house. I can leave doors open. He's got issues with marking his territory, so we have to be... That's one of the reasons he's going to boot camp. So he's there, and we get little updates. And I did not drop him off with the trainer, but Carla did and loved the trainer when she met her. She just is a can-do, very, very fit woman who's taking care of Winslow. And we'll see what happens. My concern, of course, will be, will he respond to us? Are there strategies? Although my concern is not so significant that I burden myself with any real inquisition as to how it's going to work.
Don't worry, Mike. That is correctable behavior. I remember when we first brought Pony on the show.
He was marking his
territory, and he's so much better now.
And he's an equine.
Yeah, he uses his box. We crate him at night.
This is primarily when he's on the lead, tugging and stuff like that. When people come to the door, these are all the things you'd see on that that guy's
show. The dog whisperer?
Cesar or whatever, right?
Is that the dog whisperer? Yeah, yeah.
Cesar.
Yeah.
Cesar, you know, when he goes bat-ass when Cesar. People come to the door.
Yes.
And the little accidents that, you know, we crate him a lot when we're not here or when even when we step out for a few minutes because he's just not trustworthy in that regard. So we'll see what we get back. And for the price point, I sure hope that it's, you know, and I just don't want to invest the time and energy into going to classes. That's not my deal.
With, I have two friends that have done this. And
sleepaway camp for the dog?
Yeah, it's about even what 5-6 years ago was like, I asked because I was close enough to be nosy enough, be like, hey, what does that cost? And then they're like thousands of dollars, and I would not less than five, right? And I was like, what about just like a local trainer that comes over, right? But this is so far gone that it's like a full reset. And for one of the people, it worked, and the other, it did not. And the true difference was they didn't take the homework and apply it.
Got to do the homework.
When they got home.
You got to do it.
Because you're going to get a bunch of
homework. So we're going to get an assignment, and I have no problem with that at all.
You
that,
can execute.
That actually I will
you
do.
Can execute. You
know, I'll be ready to do that.
When Linus was a pup, we did a 10-week class at PetSmart, 1 hour a week, which is
You're so suburban.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was awkward.
Most people do that.
We did, I know, but it's just you're so suburban that we that when you say that, it reminds me of the mauling of America and Leesburg being like ground zero for it. Where yes, we took him to PetSmart for dog training.
One of the greatest places to live in the country, Mike.
Yeah, if you like 17-hour commutes and strip malls.
Mm. Well, I don't like strip malls, but I love my
the
commute.
New construction's nice.
It is very nice.
But you love your community?
I love my
Like if you had somebody threw you won that lotto they're all talking about.
Yeah. By the way, I didn't.
Would you stay in Leesburg?
Probably. Yeah. I would.
God. I hope you don't
that's
win.
That's sad.
Well, but what I'm saying is that when you start at a puppy's and if you do the homework, he still has things he remembers from when he was 10 weeks old from this class.
Right.
But you got to do the homework. You got
to
follow through.
It's tough to do the homework because remember they saved.
It's a pretty nice little Saturday. We went to the PetSmart to have.
They give you a little certificate.
But you know, Kevin, and pardon me for dwelling on it.
That's
but you know, there's an example of the box store that it, you know. I'm so
but it saved
over.
Me. It saved me thousands of dollars later.
No. It's not a question of money. I'm not talking about. I'm talking about variety. As far as like when you go in to look for a particular leash or you want, it's just the land of sameness.
It's the same.
Yeah.
It's like two companies that manufacture everything.
Yeah, Kong.
It's the same if you go to Dickhead Sporting Goods. You know what I mean? You walk in there and it's the land of same.
Yeah.
And it gets frustrating. I go back to an anthem you've heard on this show multiple times that, you know, back in the day we had Glastonbury Sports, Mr. So-and-so that ran the sporting goods store. I wish I remembered his name. And he had everything but small amounts of it.
You know? Everybody called him Coach.
Yeah, Mr. Alio at Lynn Shoes, where I got my school shoes for my entire upgrade. We had a tiny, tiny, teeny, teeny department store that we'd go to get like nothing. It was almost like the original dollar store.
Yeah.
There was a lot of crap in there.
Yeah.
But you could also get
a five and dime. Yeah.
You could get Dickies and, you know, you get. But now it's just blah. It's all blah. You know what I mean? It's all. And by the way, we're all conditioned to it. And, you know, what do you hear if they don't have the specific item? Well, we can maybe order that online. Well, if I want to order it online, I'll sit in my chair and order it online. It's very. So when you mention that particular store, which I frequent, it frustrates me.
I understand.
It frustrates
me. But when it's the only game in town, you got to make the best of it.
Ah, it's not.
It's not. Look,
it's convenient and easy.
Well, can you name another pet store though?
I was talking specifically about dog training.
Oh, okay, that. Okay, I understand that.
Kittens and Whiskers.
Is that the bar place you went
to? Perky Pets, Rob.
Yes.
Where's Perky Pets?
Down here. Perky Pets, where I went to get a mouse for Jake one day. Pet Kingdom.
The Pet
is another
Kingdom.
One. Okay. I think that's a sole proprietorship that we have down here.
The Happy Clam is a good one. That's mostly crustaceans.
Snakes Are Us.
Yes. The Body Shop.
That have that.
Yeah. You know. And then there's the cat-centric one. Puss in Boots is a good one.
So getting back to the, and I know you wanted to talk about dog training, but I you fascinate me all the time. So I like, sometimes
he's,
I like to talk.
He's funny
so
you and win, fascinating.
You win the lotto.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously, when you're talking about the modern American, there are limited number of ways you can go if you happen to be a $1 billion lottery winner. You can go the philanthropy route, which a lot of people do, which I think is marvelous. You can go the, Carly got a couple of them, too.
Yeah, I have them in my wallet.
Is it Friday night? Is that the drawing?
That's
Friday
drawing.
Night?
That's the next one. There was one last night.
I didn't realize the 7-Eleven across the street sold Powerball.
Really?
Yeah, it's right across the street.
See, that's the way to go, then.
Big win.
Yeah.
So you got your philanthropy, you got your home. You know, somebody would change their home, an automobile or a toy of some kind, you know, like that. But as far as location, I mean, for me, I live in a pretty nice area down here, but I would give some very serious thought to relocating to some place that would be
Graceland.
Well, no, I wouldn't want to go. I wouldn't want to live in Graceland.
You wouldn't want to leave Leesburg?
I would get a different house in Leesburg, but I like Leesburg.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
What's
what about
holding
you?
Holding you there? I'm flabbergasted. What's holding you in Leesburg?
I like the neighborhood. I like the people. I like the convenience of where the places I go around there. Nice folks.
All right, let me give you a hypothetical. And this
and it's
is
not. I know where I should say this. It's not prohibitively far from the city.
Got it.
It's not an easy
back
drive.
Back in the day, there was a time down here where I never really seriously, but I thought about the fact that wouldn't it be nice? This is before Podville and DC became home base. Of entertaining the idea of having us all in this general area down here.
I thought about Florida. I was like, I could pack my mom up.
Because prices were so cheap at that point.
I figured worst case scenario, I'd pack my mom up in the Volvo and we roll her down there.
Now, we're all going to live in the same house, though, right?
I'm trying to be serious.
Okay.
We have a better quality of life. We would.
Yeah.
At the time, but
now,
and God Almighty don't come down here now because it's nuts. It's absolutely. And can I just say this as a sidebar on this particular subject? We have posted, and I guess we should post again, the websites where you can help people out. Wonderful profile on CBS News for this place called FK Your Diet. And it's got a giant FK on the sign. And they're give. And people say, well, what does that mean? Is it the F word? No, it's foster kids. It stands for foster kids. The owner was a foster kid. He has done with his little shop, which is probably the closest breakfast joint to my home here. He has done amazing things with giving back to the community. Tens of thousands of meals provided for people that need them. And he is steps away in many cases from some of the hardest hit areas that are literally across the street from us, where people had manufactured homes and they were flooded. And Carl and I went through there doing an assessment of what we're going to need to bring over there. They're in need of everything, and we're trying to get clarity on that, and then we're going to go forward. But this guy has just gone out of his mind. So please remember that it's not in the headlines anymore, but there is a tremendous need and
ongoing,
and people that are just really uninsured, people that are kind of figuring out what their next step is and how they're going to proceed. And they need help. I'm not, this problem is so daunting. I can't begin to oversimplify it and say they need this. You don't know what they need. Mm-hmm. Debris down here is, 20-foot piles of debris. They've really done a great job with organizing that, but the need is still great in Southwest Florida. There were tons of people. Unfortunately, in a storm like this, the people that suffer the most in many cases are the people that have the least. And that's just the way it is.
So
and
true.
It sucks. So please keep that in mind. Getting back to the whole lotto thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's why I'm just saying I would have, if I won, I like where I am. I like the sport that I play, but I might have to give it some serious thought about where I would go, you know?
Do you think you'd stay in the same area?
I think I would, but I'm not 100% sure. Here's what I wouldn't want to do. I wouldn't want to move into an area where that is completely out of my comfort zone. Where a billionaire would live. Okay. I would have no desire for that whatsoever.
So not the Hollywood Hills?
I would not. Well, we've got places down. We rival in Naples, the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah, yeah.
Our zip code is probably a higher net worth zip code.
No hills.
But with Leesburg.
Well, you see, I've lived in Vienna. I've lived in McLean. I've lived in... Why are you laughing? 8 square miles
your entire life. That's it. You've never left. I mean, I've just covered a lot of geography in my life, so it's weird when I
don't understand
you.
Why this is funny, but I've lived in...
Well, because you don't have a lot of... You're not worldly as far as where you've lived.
I've lived in Richmond. I've lived... I lived in the state of Virginia.
Can you? Yeah.
Let me explain to... There are a lot of places in Virginia that try to instill sort of like the feel of a town, and the most guilty area is the suburb of Vienna, Virginia, that tries to make itself out to be like a town with town spirit and maybe even like a local history.
There's nothing in Northern Virginia like that.
No, but Leesburg does have a history. Leesburg has buildings
going
back.
Yeah, but it's not a real town.
How do you mean?
It's urban sprawl. Like Manassas.
They have the historic Leesburg.
Yeah, if you go...
So they all have their historic
not Vienna.
Four shop streets.
Not Vienna. But Leesburg...
I mean, so my point is, like...
What about Miami?
It's a fun town.
Would you ever entertain that? Moving down near your dad?
I like the seasons.
Happy birthday, Condo Bob. Condo happy Bob. Birthday.
Yay, best
We salute you, sir. We salute you.
We love you. Thank you. So, yeah, I mean, it just... As someone who, when the opportunity presented itself, fled.
Yeah.
Fled like a thief in the night. No. And your circumstances
you told us.
Were
you
much
didn't ghost
different.
Us. You said, I'm leaving in a month. Figure it out.
And I said, well, let's get on this.
I said, well,
and it worked,
I've never really
God.
Signed a lease before, God. But I can figure it out, boss.
Thank God.
So true. I just think that with $1 billion in your pocket, you know.
Well, you can visit other places, but you have to have a home base.
I know where to go.
Where?
Orange County, California. The only time I've ever seen Orange County.
He grabbed his microphone. This is serious.
Was when I drove down to the mall for my sister's place, and I thought her place was nice. The fact that you could see the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and there was plenty of beach, not like fake beach on at Ocean City or anything else.
Yeah.
Fake beach.
Yeah, mock beach.
Real
Mike.
Beach.
Not like poop beach down here in Florida.
And I don't know.
Where are you going for vacation, Mike?
Oh, God.
I'm going to poop beach.
I'm sure
our beaches are closed.
It's called
beach.
Ocean Drive or whatever it's called down there. Yeah. I don't know. But everyone looks happy. And if they're not, they fake it so well, it makes you happy.
But when I think of Southern California, and you know what? When my daughter comes to visit in a week or two, I'm going to pick her brain on this and see how she seems to be digging the Southern California lifestyle.
She's
and I'll
LA
have to
all the way.
She seems to be liking it.
The weather's beautiful.
Yeah. I think we've got hot weather, but I like
in
the
SoCal,
hot weather.
SoCal all day.
Yeah, well, San Diego, the best average temperature and climate in the United States.
And also the best looking people.
In San Diego?
Yeah.
Or is it Los Angeles?
No, I think San Diego has, I think,
have
as
you
a rule,
ever been to San Diego?
Yeah, for the Super Bowl, twice.
Good-looking people?
Yes, extraordinarily good-looking
people. A lot. Interesting, it's a very scary airport to me.
Really? Come in right next to buildings? Is that the one? Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. It's right next to a military base, too, and you come, you zip in.
Very direct.
Anyway, but as far as, that's an option, especially sun, fun, beach.
Close to my sister. I can send my mom out there, get her a little condo. It'll be great.
So my question to you, with money not being an object,
right?
Would you not want to experience something non-Leesburg-y?
Well, I like it. I mean, what can I say?
I'm with you. Look, I'm just having trouble understanding it.
My family is here. That's important to me. My dad, he bops around, but he's usually
your dad's in Miami, and he's going to be in Miami for probably 10 months.
You can take him with you. But I'm taking my mom with me.
Okay, then have fun. And so I had, he still's got a basis in Falls Church, and
you get your own. Wait, all right, I'll put it to you this way.
All right,
Because I'm just wondering what
now, there
you
is,
would
there
do.
There is a variant. I would build a place on the Eastern Shore near my dad because I know that's where he's going to retire. And I like it down there. It's very quiet, very tranquil. And I mean, not like the Ocean City area of the Eastern Shore, but like a reserved place, a quiet place where there's not a lot of people around. I love it there.
This is an honest question for all. I think I know Mike's answer.
Uh-huh.
I actually, you fantasize. When you buy the ticket...
Well, you don't buy it to lose.
You're not.
That's the whole thing. Yeah, you think so about you fantasize, what would right? you do. Yeah. That's what sells them. That's the dream. That's mm-hmm. what sells them. Our fantasy that none of us are going to realize.
2 years ago, I would have said, and I might have said on the show, that, well, first I get a great divorce attorney to make sure everything's square.
That is so.
And then move on, right?
You are so lucky she doesn't listen in because you know that she would hate that.
I think she would divorce me as well. Yes. And then we'd move on with life. But
he would give her an honorarium.
So the other side.
I like Shannon so much. I hate this.
Hello, Mrs. Zabaios. This is Oscar's attorney. He has arranged for you to have a consideration.
Yeah. What is 50% of 50%?
Oscar wins the lottery, phone rings in Shannon's office. Hello, Giselle. Anyway, it's.
I've decided to play football again.
Wow.
No. Now I would not. So thank goodness I haven't won it till now, right?
Yes, thank
goodness. So we stay together.
Right.
You are still at the age where, you know, I've been 3 times married. So
right.
I hit the lottery on number 3, and not just because
she's
beautiful.
But not $1.2
billion. But because she's just so, you know,
the word
changed,
is patient.
Changed my life for this.
Well, it's a perfect,
patient,
it's a yes, perfect
loving,
fit.
Loving.
It's a perfect fit.
Tough.
You compliment each other.
Tough.
That's lose all the arguments in my house. I don't mind telling anybody. I realize what a complete candy ass I am. But back to you.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to hear about you.
So I'd stay with my wife. We would, just to clarify.
Would you divorce her? Would you stay
No,
with
2 years
her?
Ago I would have divorced her.
But now?
This now I'm staying with her.
Rob, same question for you. Turn that off, please. Thank you. All right. Would you stay in the marriage or would you move on?
Of course. It would be the only chance I had to pay off the plastic surgery. We could finally move on.
But you don't have to.
What do you mean?
In this scenario, you don't have to stay.
No, but I want to stay.
It's $1 billion, Rob. We're trying. It seems to be a disconnect with you. It's $1 billion. That means you can do anything you want.
Yes.
Anything you want. Checking.
I would stay with my wife 100%.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Would she stay with you?
You'd have to ask her.
Great answer.
Something's never changed. Yeah. So what would you do, Oscar, as far as with the money?
Well, I actually, this is again, what would I continue this this endeavor, both the show or Podville? Yes, because I love what I do.
Mm-hmm. I would continue perhaps a modified schedule, but I would continue doing the show. I love it too much. I've discovered that. In this iteration, I give you gentlemen a lot of credit for that.
Yes, so
I think that's three.
I like working with the team here. I love working with Charlie, so I want to continue. And you know,
I cut off a decent slice to make this production wise the best thing.
Like the
around.
Bubba
and market it
the Bubba the Love Sponge compound.
Yes,
is
that what he has?
Yes.
It would look just
that was
like
when he was on the radio,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
he got canned.
Mike,
he?
It would look just like the Anthony Cumia podcast. It would be beautiful. Gorgeous.
Very
with
good.
Screens
and
everything.
I would be able to do it from anywhere in the world, like kind of like we have now, but I wouldn't be staying at my brother's and sister's house.
Right.
But I kid you not.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. That's a brilliant point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. Technology, and you and I could figure this out, and
we
Rob could figure it out.
We put a Sprinter van that could broadcast from anywhere in the world and follow you around.
Yeah.
It would just be, you know, the technology would be in a suitcase. They have it, right?
Of course.
You could just go anywhere.
I used to walk by Kevin Plank's mansion in Georgetown. I didn't realize it was his until after he sold it, because I'd never seen him. But I would walk by this house.
Enlighten me. Because
he's the founder of... Founder and owner of Under Armour.
Oh, okay. I thought he owned a lumber yard.
That would
the
make
Plank
sense.
The Plank
joke. Yes.
That I was thinking the same. You didn't know who he was either.
No,
did
I didn't. But so, I was hoping to pick it from
Robert
context.
Robert A. Smith School of Business alum. So that's why he's so
famous.
Oh,
you're practically fraternity brothers.
So, but he lived 2 blocks, in a cartoon-sized house,
sure.
A compound in Georgetown. And I would walk by. I thought that a head of state lived there because there would be a suburban idling or a Sprinter van idling with two satellite dishes on top of it and a bunch of security antennas coming out. I was like, oh, this must be somebody, you know, pretty
important. A big wig.
When I found out it was Kevin Plank's home, because I saw it in the Washingtonian that it was being sold, I was like, that makes so much sense. It was a security detail, but also a communications hub in his vehicle that could...
Where he can communicate anywhere in the world.
He could get on television. He could get on anything without a hiccup.
A cut in on CNN or MSNBC.
The dish was flat sometimes, spinning, but then it would pop up. And then there was another dish that was spinning at all times. And I was like, this is crazy. I don't know. I didn't idle too much because I'm Latino and in a
different type of neighborhood. So that's kind of where you're leaning towards.
I would push. Mike, I could see you would do the show be a guest on shows from anywhere you'd want.
Yeah. And you could drive it, Mike, and you love driving a big vehicle.
He wouldn't be driving it.
He would want to.
It's $1 billion. He'd have a driver.
No, but he likes to drive.
The idea of enormous wealth has never even entered your brain, has it? You've never fantasized about like the ultimate, like what do. You have just said
you dream?
You'd stay in Leesburg and you would buy a house next to your father down on the Eastern Shore.
Sounds pretty
you
good.
You are a man of modest ambitions, very modest ambitions. And I mean, $1 billion. So what I'm getting is that you would have hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank because you wouldn't do anything.
Well, in essence, he'd be the billionaire next door. And he, Mike, of all
which
of us,
means he probably would be able to keep it all.
Generational
wealth. And it would not destroy his life, whereas you and I might have a problem with
that. Until right before I die, because I'm not going to make it easy on my kids. I'm not leaving them a cent. No, I'm kidding. It's a joke. I would hook them all up. It'd be great.
Aren't there examples of billionaires that have stiffed?
Well, traditionally, Mike, there's enough data out there that the second and fourth generation, because the founders of companies, they have that fire. And there's no knock on second and third generation. This is easily it would happen with my kids or Rob's kids or your kids, that if they didn't build it, it's hard to create a succession plan that has somebody in place that has that same vision and fire.
I agree. Let me tell you the way I think about it. And maybe it's because I'm older than you guys, but I think in terms of this. I think in terms of getting that kind of money. This week my back's been on the fritz. I don't know how long I'll be able to play.
You can buy a new back.
At a decent level. But surgery is surgery. And all the, affordability or not, you're still, maybe going under the net. That's the thing. So that doesn't change. Then you talk about the terms of, I would want to make the playing field better for my kid. Well, I don't want to make it so much better that he doesn't earn a lot of the stuff that he gets. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm with you
I like that. So that's another thing. So there's another thing where the money is the money. Then moving into a neighborhood where I would be a square peg in a round hole, I don't know if I'd ever be able to outkick my Irish guilt when it came
We would set up our own compound. Of people we like.
Oh, wait a second. Now we're all in the same neighborhood?
Yeah, like the same like the Bush family. They literally have, they have their summer home where everybody goes.
Everyone has a house
that's
there.
That's a nice idea.
And they're cordial and they love each other.
You know what?
Sweet.
It worked out so well for Mike in Maine.
Yeah, the Kennedys?
Well, no. Maine was not my bag. Yeah. It is not my bag. I go up there. I will go up there again. Uh-huh. But it is now a rental property for me, and I need that income.
We would
and
build an enclave of podcasters that we like.
I wouldn't. Maine would not be in the equation. Also, boating, for example.
Yes.
Been there, done it a little bit. Don't care for it as much as you might think. Don't really. So don't need that. Let me tell you what would be the numero uno for me. Travel.
Yeah.
Air travel. Mm. Private air travel.
Would you buy a plane?
No.
No.
Unless I thought I could buy a plane like a lot of the Richie Riches do that could pay for itself.
For charters and stuff.
If I did that, if it was an investment, because a lot of these guys have these planes and they pay for themselves with charter flights. Mm-hmm. That's the way it goes. That would be numero uno and a house that had all the gadgets. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I want. I really want. And in a place that I would feel good about. You know what I mean? That's it.
You don't, but you don't really feel great now. You wouldn't stay where you are.
I wouldn't stay in the community I'm in. But much like Rob, I do like where we are for a time. We are turning into, it's impossible to tell right now, traffic down here with the amount. We have, for the next year, and I'm being honest with you here, a different commuter pattern workforce with the amount of human beings that have come down here to rebuild Southwest Florida. It's mind-numbing. It really is when you think about it. When you think about all the work that has to be done. I don't know about here. I just, and I think when you want sun and you want golf, you know, and beautiful sunsets and sunrises, I think there are a few options with that, but I'm not sure yet.
You're right. I would stay where I am, of course, geographically. I would buy a different house, I think.
What about buying the townhouses next to your townhouse?
And knocking out a wall?
Blowing out the walls, and then everything's the same when you get home, but inside
that's cost effective.
It's pretty good idea.
I don't care if you got $1 billion. You don't want to really just go outside in the yard and piss it away. Yeah. I mean, really.
There is one thing I would treat myself to. And
what's that?
It's a little extravagant, but I'd like to buy the Washington Commanders.
You don't have enough.
I could get a majority interest, I bet, for $1 billion.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that is for our Washington, D.C. fan base. I will tell you, they are going bat-ass over this news.
It's insane.
Is this so? I saw what appeared to be a formal press release that basically came out and said it. Am I right about that? That he is,
it's official that he's exploring it.
All right.
May I give you the timeline?
He wouldn't do that if he wasn't going to sell it.
The Washington Post had a wonderful breakdown of the last 2.5 years.
Mike, democracy dies in darkness.
Of what led up to was to 2 decades of mismanagement of the Washington Commanders.
Now they've had 2 playoff games in that 20 years.
So he...
Horrible.
Daniel Snyder buys the team. A legacy from Jack Kent Cook that was full of world championships.
History.
And then...
And community activism.
Yes.
The demise comes from, toxic culture.
And one guy.
One guy. Mm-hmm. And really, through the Me Too movement, a lot of the toxic culture and sexism coming to light. But more importantly, there's a level of, I can buy my way out of that from Dan Snyder, mm-hmm. which he tried to. What really took him down outside of the congressional investigation through the NFL that brought to light some racist emails and homophobic emails within top tier management that, at that, then the GM was talking to John Gruden, all that stuff.
Bruce Allen.
He ends up, he takes a $470 million note to buy out all of the other owners.
Yep.
FedEx, Federal Express, one of the primary sponsors, says you got to change the name, even though you said, I'll never change the name or we're going to leave. So he changes the name to placate them and not lose money. He
didn't do it for the right reasons.
He didn't do it for the right reasons.
No, every wrong reason.
Right.
Then within the investigation, it comes to light that he is underreporting ticket sales, which I didn't realize this, Mike. For game day ticket sales, 40% goes to the opposing team of ticket sales.
I didn't know that either.
Yes, I didn't realize until I read this article.
It's a shared thing. Yeah,
not the TV contract, but the
ticket sales.
Actual ticket sales.
Yeah.
So he was apparently there was 2 books running at the same time.
So he could rip off other teams,
other owners.
Oh!
And that is not smiled upon in a very small and powerful club. The owners, there are 32 of them. And
just a bad hombre, man. Yeah.
So he goes
really
into this past month's owner's meeting. And
she says, hey, buddy.
And then he also says he's got, he alleges to, ESPN reports, he alleged to have blackmailed the other owners.
Yeah, saying I got dirt on you F with me, right?
Right.
So yesterday it's announced that he's hired Bank of America to look at a possible full sale, partial sale, probably full sale of the team. And then 3 hours later, it's announced that there is an investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission in regards to the allegations of the underreporting of ticket sales. So now the federal government's involved into his money.
So now we also know why he was tipped off to that, and that's why he's selling.
Yeah,
that's why he's trying to get rid of it.
That's
and,
a, that's
you know,
the what
get
you
on
can,
a jet and go to Aruba or something like that. That's what he's going to
do. So we'll find out.
This
soon.
Is stunning. Now Rob's friend Johnny is probably the biggest Commanders
huge fan.
You know, the Washington football team, the team before
previous,
that.
Yeah.
I have to say, the palpable excitement among the real diehard fans of this franchise is stunning. To think that an owner could achieve that lack of popularity. And then again, Oscar just says something to me I didn't know, and I'm saying to myself, oh, he is just tired of being the bad guy. No, it's never that with
he's
him.
Got his,
it's always some financial angle. He is despicable.
He's twigging berries in a vice.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It couldn't happen to a nicer, unbelievable hump.
And
hump of hump. Dan Snyder.
I've had more joy watching him lately because actually Brad, or Johnny's son.
Physically, he seems to be deteriorating, doesn't he?
Yeah, his son is 12, and he did the greatest post on Facebook. He says, if they ever make a movie about Dan Snyder, they can cast Steve Carell as his character from The Office.
I saw that.
And I saw that.
Hysterical.
It destroyed me for the mind of a 12-year-old. I said, that's so right, because everything is motivated by the wrong forces.
When I came down here in the early 1980s to go to American University, and then I started my radio career here, and shortly after I began my radio career, certainly in the major market in about the mid-80s, I became instantaneously aware of one irrefutable fact that everyone in media in this town knew, and that is that the Redskins are everything. That's what they are all about.
That's
this
the
team
city.
That's was the city. Yeah. Washington. It was the only thing in a very transient city where everybody joined forces. It was the only sports team that mattered to the sporting news. It was. And we had major league teams. I was always frustrated that my Washington Capitals didn't get the same amount of print that the football team did. And to just dismantle that, it took a long, long time, but he did it.
Yep.
He wrecked it. And, you know, that's his legacy. God knows what he thought he was going to do when he got it. You have to have, I think, a level of awareness that this is a public trust when you have a franchise like that. He had none of that. Still has none of it. Sounds like he's making all the moves because he's getting investigated. Yep. And he's getting out because he has to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's, hey, we could fire you, but you could resign.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens
and
with that
guy. And shed no tears. He'll probably make out okay financially.
Oh, of course he would. Guys like that always do.
What is fascinating, though, on the other side is now it's the joy from a fan's perspective and just living in the city. You remove that stain. It's who's going to buy them?
Ah, and boy, oh boy, you know, the same thing could happen to Washington faithful in the other direction. It really could. I'm not even a fan of the franchise. I'm a New York Giants fan. Was born and raised. But I'm, you know, my heart lives in Washington, D.C. Yeah. with the people up there. And I really would love to see a good human being do it. Not a conglomerate. Not a multiple group. How about a just one good guy? Because one good guy can do it.
Builds a stadium inside the city limits.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic
you,
idea.
When you have that aerial of Monday Night Football in D.C., you see the city again.
I couldn't agree more.
They always put it in an insert shot of the Capitol. Yeah. Like it's across the street.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
It's in Landover.
And as far as Dan Snyder is concerned, you know, sitting in the bed like Hannibal, you know, wires and
beard
tubes.
Beard getting longer.
I always picture him in a big bed, like too big for him.
Well, it would be a twin bed, and it would still be too big for him.
Oh God! But congratulations if that's really happening.
Yeah,
a lot of people have wanted that for a long, long time, and he brought it all on himself. We'll take a break. Come back with the homepage. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa!
And now. Some sentimental thoughts
Oscar.
From the mind of Oscar Santana.
It may never be the same, but it's going to get harder.
I'm not a smart man.
It's going to get harder and it's going to get worse.
Keeping it real, real dumb.
when it gets harder, you get going.
Are you stupid or something?
I mean, it might be worse now, but it's going to get harder.
Stupid is a stupid noise.
You was a dummy!
The Michael Mara Bonus Show is an extra hour of comedy and thought-provoking insights every week. And while ordering the TMOS Bonus Show is as easy as clicking the banner at MichaelMaraShow.com, rest assured, it's going to get harder and it's going to get worse. I mean, when it gets harder, you get going. May never be the same, but it will get harder. Order now.
Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show. A recent report shows that consumer debt, like interest rates, has increased to historic numbers. That's going to continue to go up, rather. With the home equity that many homeowners currently have, it is a good time to consider tapping into that equity to save money every single month. According to my good friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, just because you have a low interest rate doesn't mean you shouldn't refinance and take cash out to save money. And if you were to wrap in a car loan, credit cards, or student loans, you can save hundreds, if not thousands, per month. Even with a higher interest rate, if cash flow relief is the priority and you want to get your head above water, the rate is irrelevant. Credit cards and second mortgages are in the double digits. It's insane. And in some cases, the cash out is tax deductible. That benefits you as well. Call now to check out what these guys can do for you. They know their way around it because they're the best. Whether it's a purchase or a refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial today. The number one rated mortgage company of all TMOS listeners. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or cornerstonefirst.com, everybody. What happened? All right, there we go.
There it is.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. And we begin today with a pretty good concert news here. Look, the fact is that these artists are all aging out to a degree. But I still get excited about big names from my era when I was Spittle the Hits. Stevie Nicks and Billy Joel have never shared a stage, but that's about to change. They are co-headlining a show on April 8th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, where the Cowboys play. Tickets go on sale a week from tomorrow. The show is being billed as Two Icons, One Night. But now, what I like about this is the idea of a condensed version of the hits from both artists.
Yeah,
that works for me.
You won't get you won't get a lot of filler.
Well, even when I love the artist, I still get bored.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I don't like listening to albums cover to cover. It's just I get bored with that.
How about here's something from the new album? Goodbye.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. That's not. But Stevie posted about it on Instagram. And she added a caption saying, excited to hit the road with the amazing Billy Joel in 2023. More soon. That could mean that there might be other dates. And,
that's once in a lifetime, right?
Once in a lifetime, and it'll be priced like once in a lifetime, too, probably.
And Billy Joel does do a great show. I saw him when when his manager stole all his money, and he just did a tour to get back on his feet. And it really was just him and a spotlight and a piano and his band. With that, he was fantastic.
That's what you'd spend some of your money on. Front row seats to all these great shows.
I would go to concerts, yeah.
That's very cool.
I'd be backstage, actually.
There's Rob again. Oh, Rob.
There's that ass.
Two caterers. I'm a Denzel fan. I'm an Equalizer fan. I can't wait till next year when the Equalizer 3 comes out.
Yes.
Two caterers working on the Italian set of his movie, Denzel Washington's Equalizer 3, were arrested for possession of 120 grams of coke. They were placed under house arrest, and a third caterer, who was caught with a small amount of coke, had his driver's license revoked.
That'll show him.
Hey, you sniffing those lines when are you driving? Or are you going to take your license away?
Now he can't drive. He can't drive his Aston Martin.
I can't drive this. Oh, it's so sad. All the caterers making their pasta. What, they're all energetic with the cocaine. Police searched the caterers' hotel rooms after the head of the catering service. I shouldn't laugh.
Mike, there were aprons everywhere.
After the head of the catering service died of a heart attack on Monday, and several packages of coke were found among his belongings. Oh, I'm so busy. I got a tightness in my chest. Oh, it's such a tough time.
How's your left arm?
Oh, no, I got a pain shooting down. Equalizer 3 has been filming for less than a month, due out next September. That's too long to wait. I love that. I'm looking at a lot of good stuff, though, coming out.
Sure.
Yellowstone's coming back. That
Avatar.
The White Lotus. The White Lotus. Yeah. I'm gonna digest that starting tonight.
That began sort of under the radar, didn't it? I mean, it started.
Yeah, later in the show, I'll tell you about something I watched last night, marathon movie that's just come out, too. Reba McEntire. We love Reba, right?
Yeah.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Yeah. Reba was on All the Best.
Yeah, and she was great.
And she was off air is when you really realize who somebody is.
Yeah, nice person,
So sweet.
Genuine.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, her doctor put her on vocal rest. That happens when you're touring. She's postponing this weekend shows. Columbus, Ohio goes to December 2nd. Raleigh, North Carolina moves to December 3rd. And Indy is now December 16th. Tickets will be honored for the new dates. Reba is scheduled to perform in next Wednesday's CMAs. Too soon to tell if she will be well enough to do that.
I gave my doctor $100 to put Carrie on vocal rest. It's not working.
Tom Brady and Giselle Bündchen. Tom Brady and Giselle Bündchen. Let me try one more.
Get a running start on it.
Tom Brady and Giselle Bündchen.
Very close.
Had an ironclad prenup, which allowed their divorce to be settled swiftly, according to sources. While both the gridiron great and the supermodel are separately incredibly wealthy, the prenup allowed the swift division of their assets. A source said there was an ironclad prenup set down before they married in 2009. They both have their own separate business entities, so the separation of their wealth wasn't that complicated in the end, except for property, like the homes and stuff.
Sure.
Brady has an estimated net worth up to $333 million, I don't know why I'm having so much trouble. Let me if I get a running start.
Yeah.
Brady has an estimated net worth of up to $333 million, while Giselle Bündchen, the world's highest paid model, is reported to have her own $400 million.
So she's worth more than him.
Go figure.
How is she doing with those tumbleweeds?
I'm glad you asked. Let's ask her right now. Giselle, what's the situation with the tumbleweeds?
I don't know what we're going to do, how we get ready of those tumbleweeds. It's horrible.
There you go.
Thank you. The only complicating factor was their massive real estate portfolio. As I mentioned before, homes in Miami, the Bahamas, New York.
And Leesburg.
Costa Rica and Yellowstone, just to name a few.
Wow. More of them. I'm shocked that she holds more than he does.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's been a supermodel for a long time, and there are lots of many, many fans of Giselle Bündchen. From free turkeys to major discounts, grocery stores are prepping for a Thanksgiving set against surging inflation. Discount supermarket chain Aldi, we've got one right around the corner here, they announced it's discounting Thanksgiving staples so that they will match 2019 prices. Starting Wednesday, holiday food, including appetizers, desserts, sides, and beverages, will be discounted up to 30%. As part of its Thanksgiving Price Rewind promotion. What a great thing to do for people.
Even better than that.
They're going to sell a ton. I love this.
What they should do instead is give me my shopping cart for free and not a quarter.
But that's still, it's good, Rob. Don't be bitter.
You're going to save on the food.
Yeah, I still don't like their shopping cart policy.
What about the store itself? I haven't been in, so I don't know.
They have a lot of knockoff brands. You'll occasionally see a name brand, but you know what's great? Their meats and their produce look really good when I went. But I didn't buy anything because I didn't have a quarter, so I couldn't get a cart.
He didn't like that.
Well, I don't carry change in my pocket. I'm not my grandfather.
I carry change in my pocket going jing-a-ling-a-ling.
Of course you do.
I got a change in my pocket going jing-a-ling-a-ling. Hey, by the way, thanks for the wonderful feedback on Waltzing Matilda. I truly appreciate it. Here's the quote from Aldi. Providing amazing products at the absolute lowest price is what we've always done. And we know right now that's more important than ever. That's Dave Rinaldo, president of Aldi U.S. According to the Consumer Price Index, the cost of food rose 11.2% in September compared to a year ago. However, the food at home category, which is food purchased at grocery stores, rose 13%.
Going jing-a-ling-a-ling.
Yeah, thank you. Oh my God, we're running late.
Georgia Satellites, Mike.
I like the Georgia Satellites.
Fine
love that
band.
Song.
Fine band.
All right, let me play this. Thank you. And now a little something something. I just got crazy with this at the end. Not all that funny, in my opinion, but I hope you enjoy it.
Well, it's going to be crazy, though. Crazy is good.
I got crazy. I got early morning crazy.
Yes.
Just couldn't stop writing. A new study has found the average American begins to notice the signs of aging at the age of 42. And on average, people believe they're at the peak of their health at the age of 34. Not me. Oh, my God. That was a lifestyle issue.
Yes.
Not everyone was even that lucky. 15% of people say they notice some signs of aging before age 35. And it's more about health than male pattern baldness, gray hairs, or wrinkles. Some of the indicators they mentioned include joint pain, higher blood pressure, diabetes, slower metabolism, weight gain, and chronic issues. On average, the age of 39 is when people start to make changes to their health and wellness routines to account for not getting any younger. At 63, on average, you start having trouble feeling your toes. At 63, on average, you start forgetting where your house is.
Yes, it's still in the same place.
At 63, on average, you begin to gain an appreciation for softer foods. At 63, on average, the hair you lose on your head starts coming out of your ears.
Oh.
At 63, on average, your body makes sounds you don't know where they're coming from. At 63, I told you they weren't all that funny.
No, I like
At 63,
though.
On average, you have an uncontrollable desire to tell people to get off your lawn. At 63, on average, you occasionally choke on your own spit.
Just occasionally.
I wish that was a joke, but it's not. Yeah. It's not. How you doing, Uncle Bill?
I was going to say, Bill Sheehan.
And at 63, on average, you start using headphones and binoculars just to watch TV. We got to take a break. We will come back.
Elvis
with,
died at 42, Mike, so be careful.
This is true.
Yes.
This is true. Got so much, I don't know what we're going to do, but I'll figure it out during the commercial break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. How are they going to miss it? There we go.
This week, it's a star-studded bonus show with 60 minutes of today's top stars.
What's the impression that you get of Quentin Tarantino?
I know she makes good cut.
Scott Pelley.
I'll have a turkey on wheat. And do you have any light mayonnaise?
Can you do Brad Pitt?
No.
What's the impression that you get of Steve Harvey?
What is the second thing you'd kiss besides a man's lips?
You do James Caan, right?
For God's sakes, if I had a wartime consigliere, this wouldn't be happening.
Can you give me an impression of Al Roker?
That's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Except no imitations. There's only one TMOS bonus show. Try one episode, a month, or a year subscription at MikeOMaraShow.com.
We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
I was really manic. I think the meds are working. Whether you're discovering new places around town or really going the distance, you can experience even more with a electric e-bike.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
The brand new electric XP 3.0 is designed to handle tougher terrain and longer trips while giving you their best ride yet. Right now, for a limited time, you can save up to $250 on their Black Friday bundle with the purchase of any 3.0 light or premium electric e-bike.
Woo!
I love mine.
But absolutely, it's only available now through November 25th. You can go up to 45 miles on one charge, reach up to 28 miles per hour with the powerful 500-watt motor, which is now quieter with more torque. I love that. Mm-hmm. For more power with less noise. Oscar, you are in love with yours. You've had one for a very long time now.
The only outlier today was for the walk was my backpack to throw Santos in back. It hadn't come in yet.
You need it, man. You need it.
We're going to need photographic evidence when that happens, please. Electric e-bikes are foldable. They ship free, fully assembled. You'll be on the road in no time, and they include a removable battery, a bright LCD display, 7-speed gearing, and 5 levels of pedal assist to power your ride. It's their smoothest ride yet. Start your next adventure with the Electric XP 3.0 today. Order now and save up to $250 with special Black Friday bundle. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Go ahead.
Just quickly, I've been asking our listeners now. There's a certain brand of pet helmet out there because I'm looking for a helmet for Santos because I wear a helmet when I'm on the bike. I'm curious if you know any, like, I'm sure in your biker days you've seen pets with helmets on.
Oh, they're usually Chihuahuas.
Okay.
Yeah,
so they're not usually very big Chihuahuas. Helmets.
But if you, I mean, if you can fit Santos on your back, it's a big dog to do that.
Yeah.
And put some doggles on him. You know, and then maybe a cute little hat. That would be
now. When adorable. You would see a Chihuahua in a helmet, they were mostly the kind that you got out of the gum machine for a quarter, right? It was like they come with NFL stickers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a legit helmet for a dog. Is that something that you have to custom make?
I'd never have heard of or seen such a thing.
Well, I know
I have seen
the little dogs.
Yeah.
The little dog had a helmet. I remember that. That's what made it fun. And it's like a little chin strap that goes up. Yeah. The little dog had a little helmet.
I know that's strange, but I feel like if something does happen, I want his little head to be protected.
Well, good luck with that.
Okay.
I hope you do. Moving I hope on. You get it. I think that would that would be fun. May I say thank you to Scott Mason?
Yes.
For the baby's laughing montage that he sent me.
Oh, you love it.
I love babies laughing, and this was the best montage. I always think that the babies that are laughing are literally right on the cusp of bursting into tears, too.
Yeah.
Because it's just this emotional thing that they're doing where it's like, you know, something like
you
that.
You would think it would be, I mean, they don't have the release of like being able to say, stop it, stop it. And it could be miserable to keep laughing like that.
Well, if you're being tickled, that's one thing. But if you're just like enjoying life.
I don't know. These babies that were laughing, were they wearing helmets?
they couldn't find any.
So we carried them in a backpack.
I don't know where they are. Listen, I wanted to ask you, gentlemen, a very, very specific movie question. The content we have now on all of the streaming platforms is so significant that it crosses international lines all the time. Mm-hmm. And my question to you would be, how do you like your subtitles? Because last night I watched a marathon film. I don't know how long it was. You could probably look it up. All Quiet on the Western Front has just broken on, I think it's Netflix, I think. I'm not sure. And it was very, very long. And I started watching it with the dubbed version, the English dubbed version.
All right.
And only went like a minute and a half with that. Flipped over to the actual German, because it's a German-made film, with subtitles, and enjoyed it infinitely more by watching it that way. This, by the way, is the Ernest Hemingway novel,
I don't
novel,
know.
Right?
I'm sorry. What's the context?
World War One. Follows this German unit in World War One. And the horrors of war. That's all you need to know.
There's an American version from like 1930, 31 that's a great film too, but I would like
and
to
Ernest
see.
And Ernest Hemingway wrote the book, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely brilliant. It's, you know, like every great war movie is an anti-war movie.
Got it.
You're
and
right.
That's what this is as well.
It's 2 hours 28, Mike.
2 hours
That's
and 28
a long
minutes.
Film, yeah.
Very long film. And I will tell you this, that my son has reinstilled an interest in that era of history, because the warfare, it was really the advent of modern warfare. Tanks, machine guns in used on a large scale. Gas used for chemical weapons used for the first time. Just true horror. And because of that, the loss of life was much more significant. And to watch it on a German, with German speaking, it's just, it gives you that perspective. They were the enemy of the United States during World War I and World War II. And to watch this, you realize what a, it's so beautiful in that it shows you just the chaos and the absolute insanity. And to an extent, where we are in the world today, where one individual, you know, I give you Vladimir Putin, can be responsible for tens of thousands of people. One man's hubris, one man's ego can be responsible for this. And I think, oh, it was fantastic. But getting back to the question, do you guys, how do you line up on subtitles in general?
I like them, especially on a movie like that. However, there is the down point that it becomes an extremely active viewing experience with subtitles. You can't turn your head. You can't try to follow audio-wise because you've got to be a part of it. But also, especially with a movie, and I imagine this movie has amazing scope, action scenes and stuff like that, you want to have the real emotion of the actor, I think, come through.
Oh, it was great. Yeah. It was so beautifully done. Yeah. It really, really was.
I have two, I guess, examples. One is when we're watching El Rey, which is Vicente Fernandez, if I'm not mistaken, El Rey.
And it means the Rey.
And we watch it with my mom. It's a bio series, and it's in Spanish, and we put the subtitles on in English for Shannon. So she watches that. I just watched three of the six chapters of the Spotify founding, of how they Spotify was founded.
In Espanol?
No, it was in Swede.
Swedish.
And that was so off.
Mike, it was in Swede.
Swedish, I'm sorry. It was.
You poor guy. They're going to get you on that one, too.
I don't know. As soon as I heard,
like the fish and the meatballs, it was in Swede.
I said to myself, I don't particularly find this language appealing. And I'm not trying to be rude. I couldn't even make out what could possibly be in verb.
If it's a documentary, right. I think you can go with a dub.
And no, it's a film. That's like a...
Oh, it's a narrative.
I like the natural language being spoken and reading. We've got to go down to the...
I switched it to subtitles in English and English, whatever dub they had.
Oh, so it was both. You used subtitles and the English dub?
Just in case they had something off.
Yeah.
Then if you turn that off, it just goes, voody, 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 voody,
voody. There are modern pictures that are English-speaking pictures that I will still put on subtitles, though, because I sometimes can't hear the dialogue anymore.
And I also put subtitles on all my Steven Seagal films that I watch.
It's a good plan, Mike.
They come in Russian now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but I like it. It's if you're an aficionado, it's a slog. Get ready for it. It's long. But I found it compelling. All Quiet on the Western Front. Man, oh man. All German cast. Really, really fantastic.
And then as a palate cleanser, you can listen to Oscar's favorite song, Blue Suede Shoes.
Hello, parishioners. It's me, Uncle Baby Billy Freeman. I want to thank all of you that have supported me by purchasing my Baby Billy's Health Elixir. Blessings to all of you. But I've recently discovered something that's even more potent, and it's my God-given duty to tell you about it. It's the Michael Mara Show on TikTok. Beautiful, funny, spiritually uplifting, bite-sized clips of your favorite podcast. Perfect for yourself and for sharing with the congregation of your life. It's based on ancient scriptures and heals colds, flus, strips, even COVIDs. Just search TikTok for Michael Mara Show and follow us. Heal the spirit to heal the body. Michael Mara Show on TikTok. It's your salvation. Or my name isn't Walton Goggins. Baby Billy Freeman. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Walton. Walton Goggins. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. From the first moment we saw a pair of Rothies, we said, wow, those are cool looking. You know what? Let me start again. Okay. I'll do it with my Don Pardo voice.
All right, stop. Hey, by the way, start the music again. Yes.
I really hope some of our fine sponsors are not upset when I'm doing character voices during their commercials.
They enjoy it.
Sometimes I just have to. From the first moment we saw a pair of Rothies, we said, wow, those are cool looking shoes. Then we tried them on. Immediate comfort. No break-in period. Really, there's no break-in period required.
Right. Yeah.
When we found out that they were made with 100% recycled materials, we were sold. Whether it's the driving loafer or the RS01 sneaker, you're going to love them. You're going to love them too. Now Rothy's just launched two brand new sneaker styles. The RS02, a more relaxed lace-up that's like a t-shirt for your feet. And the City Slip-On sneaker, a refined slip-on in a men's size range. Finally, no wonder Rothy's best-selling men's shoes get a 5-star review from almost every customer. To top it all off, Men's Health named the RS01 sneaker one of the top 3 sustainable sneakers during their 2022 Sneaker Awards. And since they're machine washable, your Rothy's will stay looking brand new forever. This season, find out why people fall hard for Rothy's. With new shoes, bags, and more for everybody, you can snag something for yourself or someone you love. For a limited time, get $20 off your first purchase at Rothy's.com/TMOS. That's $20 off at Rothy's.com/TMOS. Saturday Night Live.
You know who probably likes them?
Who's that?
Punky Johnson!
God, we're running late as usual. Can you get the... it doesn't have to be super short. Can you do the passive-aggressive thing
absolutely.
That you wanted to do?
Absolutely.
Because I love that. I really like
it. And I'm curious if you guys agreed some of these are passive-aggressive. Some of them obviously are. Some of them I'm guilty of using, and I don't mean them in a passive-aggressive way.
I don't know why you have to bring these in constantly, but it's what you like.
This is from CNBC.
Being passive aggressive.
I saw it. Ten phrases that make you sound passive aggressive at work, so best to avoid them. And I would think most of these would be in emails. Yes, Mike.
Passive aggressive, I used this expression before when Oscar was late. Light my candle.
Yes.
I was gonna text you. When you texted,
I'm gonna be late.
You said I'm gonna be late. But I was going to be snarky.
Yeah.
See you soon. Sorry for the delay. Oh, yeah. So when you said 2 blocks away, see you soon. Sorry for the delay. Mm-hmm. This is not passive aggressive. This is all me. I was going to write, no, you're not. But I said, if I did that, you might come in hostile. So I didn't want you to come in hostile.
And didn't want to light your candle.
I didn't do that. But what also lights my candle. So I didn't do it. And it was right thing to do. I don't know why I said that, but I did. Passive aggressive lights my candle more than anything in the world.
Okay. Number 10.
I'm looking forward to this.
Number 10, avoid the phrases in your emails or in business. Number 10, as discussed.
No, not good. Not thick enough. That one is irrelevant to me.
Yeah, you're just marking saying, hey, we talked about this.
Yeah, but
you're saying that to somebody, I get it, but it's very minimal. As discussed, it can be misinterpreted.
Yeah.
But what you're saying to somebody is, I've already been over this
that's
moron.
That's the read I got that.
I get it. But that's very, very vanilla.
Unless it needs to be said.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Number 9, as promised.
That's BS. Because you're literally saying, we talked about this, here you go.
Yeah, but then, I mean, it just has a tone
to it. It's so mellow, though. It's not like,
Would you take it as?
It depends. It depends if there was a trail leading up to it. You know, like if there was.
Okay, so if we're on a call and we need a certain assets.
Okay.
And then you sent it to, let's say, Ad Results.
Yeah.
As promised, here are the.
But you see, you could so easily
the first two, can we just do this little experiment?
Yeah.
Read the first one, and I will rewrite it the way I'd put it in an email from me.
Okay.
All right.
As discussed.
If you had been paying attention, dip ass, to what I said before, you'd remember this. Now give me the second one.
As promised.
Maybe you'll stop your bitching now that I'm delivering what I told you I would deliver.
See, these are good.
Oh.
A little more direct.
Okay.
Number 8. As per my last email.
Yeah, these are weak. These are very, very weak.
You
I thought
feel
you were
like
going to get
passive?
You know
aggressive?
What? God, I'm not being passive aggressive now. You oversold this. This sucks.
Are there any
good ones
go
on there?
Them.
Number 7, circling back.
No.
You don't
these
see
are,
that?
This is
no,
passive
attack,
aggressive. Yeah. Come on, you and Pony do it on a weekly basis. It should be the things you said. I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yes.
That's passive aggressive.
I don't say that. Per our last conversation. That's, again, it's just sort of putting it, I see these as putting the onus on the person that's the recipient. Because you're saying, I've already said this to you. So
I
let
think
me
all
restate
need to put
it.
More
this is passive
into
aggressive.
The bits
this is passive aggressive. Pony tells me this. This is 2 days ago, and I love him. Yeah. Lifetime contract, so I'm okay talking about it.
Right.
He says, I've been up since 5 a.m. This is like at 4:30.
That's really not quite passive aggressive,
yeah,
though.
And I'm like, well, what are you doing up at 5 a.m.? He goes, that's when I start my day. Like, I'm the jerk that doesn't wake up early and start his day. Like, I shouldn't be tired. Like, it's one of these. Yeah. Like,
he's the only one.
Yeah. That's what I got.
I sometimes sleep in till 5. Per our last conversation, thanks in advance. I do not like thanks in advance.
But it's all of these will never be flagged as being obnoxiously passive aggressive. They're all subtly passive aggressive.
Okay, well, they are subtle. How about will do! Exclamation point.
No. I say will do all the. Oh, you're the king of that one, though.
Yeah, and then he doesn't.
Rob, that is you're the king of that
no,
one.
No,
right?
No. My king is at number two. But before that, we have three. Friendly reminder.
That's passive aggressive.
I think that is passive aggressive.
That is.
And two is the one I'm guilty of. Noted.
Yeah.
Noted is fine by me if you actually note it. You actually do something about it.
Right.
Noted with no action behind it is passive aggressive.
Yeah, I see that. And the number one passive aggressive, and I use this all the time. I see it a lot too. Please advise.
Wow. Who?
All right. I went to another site.
Okay, great.
Because those suck.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll have another. That's,
let me see. The first one would be, why are you getting so upset?
Yeah, that's...
You're too sensitive.
Yes.
Well, you're not going to see these in business emails.
No offense, but...
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Whatever. The greatest passive-aggressive word in the English language.
You're right.
If that's what you want to do...
Yeah.
These are the classic ones. This is it. You should have known that.
Yes.
You
know better. I've done that to Pony.
Here's one that doesn't, you don't always think about it. I was just kidding.
Oh.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
You know? And here's another one. Why don't you... Here's what I think you should do. You know, that type of
Speaking
thing.
Of just kidding, did any of you see the video? I think it was a TikTok trending this week about the bridesmaid speaking at an African-American wedding. They got a little too racial during her speech and ended every sentence with, just kidding.
Oh, no.
Just kidding.
Oh. You get a different feed than I do.
Yeah, I click on all the race. I click on hashtag racist is what I do. I'm well
I'm
served.
Fine. I'm fine.
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 I'm fine. We get that one on this show.
I'm fine.
All right,
Pony.
Let me see. I don't like, do you know what I mean by that? That's do you know what I mean by that? Maybe that is passive aggressive. I use that one a lot. I thought you knew.
that's rough.
I wish you would. I'm not mad. If only you were better at. You're so lucky. You just want everything to be perfect. I didn't know.
These are like relationships.
I didn't know you meant. Oh, here's one.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, the one that fits the Mike O'Mara show better. I didn't know you meant now.
Oh, my God. If I had a dollar.
Take a break. There
also,
you go.
Mike, when people are silent, after you make an edict that makes complete sense and everybody knows, and they're just quiet.
Yeah. Well, we had guys used to work here. I always thought that was more about the weed. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and we will come back with the Town of Sound. Whatever. Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Mike O'Mara, New Orleans, Sharon Bailey, Angeline, Jim Amato, Dennis Murphy, Paulie, Christine. Oscar, Shannon, Pony, Carrie, Dan O'Brien, shirts are scary, get your tickets while you can, say hello to Tony Lamb, Gusarito, Skinny Rob, Chris Fontani, Condo Bob, Carla, Twitch, and Dirk and Reese, and a thousand stop by me.
Come out and see the whole gang at the TMOS Live Show, April 15th, 2023, at the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. For tickets, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. We'll see you there.
Did that just the volume on that just get low for a second?
My board locked up on that. Yeah. So
Matt, go ahead and take over.
Yeah, make sure that we got the right level here, please, Matt.
Man, they took my board away from me.
Yeah, but you have a board in front
of
you.
Yeah, you have a physical board, a multi-$1,000 physical board in front of you that has faders.
So if you can ride iPad 2 just for a second while I reset this in here.
Well, did you not know that that there works?
We're good.
We're good. We're good.
That's passive aggressive.
There it is.
That's okay. It.
This is a busy time of year, and the last thing you need is a...
There's a huge 64 channel board in front of them. They took my board away.
Yeah. Matt, I need to power down. Give me a sec here.
I'm listening to this down here, and I don't know what's going on.
You're running the board with the music, Matt.
Yeah, I've got that. All right. That's fine.
This is a busy time of year, and the last thing you need is having to run out at the last minute to some overpriced drugstore just because you ran out of razors. The solution, Harry's. Go to MichaelMarishow.com and get your Harry's like I did. They were delivered yesterday.
Put them
into practice.
Oh,
they
so
deliver
good.
Right to your door, so you never need to worry. I am a Harry's guy for life. We all are. Amazing price point, blades that never seem to get dull, and the best shaving cream and body wash on the planet. Right now, you can get your Harry's starter set for just $3. Plus, you'll get a free travel size body wash. The set includes a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. A $16 value for just $3. Just visit harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction rating in the shaving industry, and it's deserved. And they're still offering a no-risk trial. Don't like your shave? No worries. It's on them. No matter how busy things get, you can stay fresh with Harry's. Get your Harry's starter set today, and you'll also get a free travel size body wash. I got mine. You'll love it. Just go to harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS. Are we okay for Town of Sound?
Yeah, we can do it.
Oh, okay.
This is frozen. No big deal.
Stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Matt, just so you know, the sounds will be coming off iPad 1, okay?
You got it.
Thank you. Noted. Mike, the rarest of all occasions, I came in
say
this
morning. I'll be Matt Bloom, okay?
Okay.
Say what you just said.
The sounds are coming in on iPad 1.
You got it. I mean, there's a delay between me and you. There's not a delay on your end.
He's 8 feet away.
Give him another, advice or piece of, advice.
Make sure the levels don't run too hot, Matt.
I will make sure they don't run too hot.
Okay, very good.
Okay, thank you. That was better. Mike, rarest of all occasions, I came in and gave you sports news today. This never happened.
I was just, because I was watching All Quiet on the Western Front, I completely ignored the World Series last night.
Yeah, I watched
it. Great game.
I watched it on the 4K. It was fantastic. Yep. Unfortunately, I went to bed after the fourth inning because nothing was happening. Uh-huh. And it turned out that the Astros won 5-0 with the second no-hitter ever in World Series history.
Bouncing ball.
Multiple pitcher no-hitter.
Yes. Carson in 1956, joined by Christian Javier, Brian Abreu, Rafael Montero.
That's some pitching right there.
Ryan Pressly. Mm-hmm. A 5-0 win in Game 4 in no-hit fashion to tie this series at 2 games apiece.
So this has turned into quite a World Series, and it's a lot of fun to watch. So it's tied.
And unfortunately, I remember when the Red Sox have been in the postseason that it's called the sleep deprivation series because these games run late.
Yes.
So that must have gone fairly quickly though, based on the no hitter, right?
Up, I mean, around, I would let's say like 11:30.
That sounds about right. I was asleep.
I was slot machining at that point.
Slot machining.
Yeah.
Very good.
I stayed up late.
But fifth game tonight in Philadelphia. Let's go, Alan, okay? Mike, I thought of this because it made me think of Oscar has a legendary thing about saying the word pizza.
Yes.
Yeah,
I used to say pizza.
Right.
Say pizza.
Yeah, but can you say
it's
it three times
effort,
in a row?
Though, right?
Yeah, it's pizza.
Oh, okay, that's enough.
Pizza,
that's
pizza, pizza. It's hard.
The proof is in the pudding. Well, this is a Twitter feed. It's a guy and his mom is foreign and feisty. They didn't specify what country she comes from, but her bugaboo, the word she can't say is pumpkin.
Bugaboo, I love that word.
Is a pumpkin pie. And okay. He put together a montage of his mom trying to say pumpkin pie.
Pancake pie.
What?
Pancake pie! I want pancake pie!
Do you really think it's called pancake pie?
No, no, it's similar to pancake pie. Of course, no. Pancake is pancakes. It's the pancake. But no pancake!
What's it called?
Pancake pie. How many times I have to give it to give it again the number of the pancake pie? I want the telephone for the pancake pie. Whatever it is, pancake pie. Idiot.
Oh, would you like to hear it one more time?
Yeah. Send that or condense it. Yes. Oh, good Lord. Please, one more time.
Pancake pie.
What?
Pancake pie. I want pancake pie.
Do you really think it's called pancake pie?
No, no. It's similar to pancake pie. Of course, no. Pancake is pancakes. It's the pancake. But no pancake.
What's it called?
Pink pink pie. How many times I have to give it to give it to get the number of the pancake pie? I want the telephone for the pancake pie.
Oh, God.
Whatever it is, pancake pie. Idiot.
Idiot.
I love it. Oh, my God.
The hostility.
God. Too funny.
Meanwhile, in Ohio, the sheriff's department had a great idea for Halloween. They're going to dress their horses as ghosts.
Mm.
But people were quick to point out that in days of old, the ghost costumes resembled the ancient way that the KKK used to decorate their horses.
I knew that was coming.
To make them, you know, unrecognizable and frightening and scary.
Yeah.
So what we have is we have a few reactions here, and then the sheriff of this Ohio area referring back to the ill-chosen mistake they made.
The sheriff's office, you know, that's supposed to be out there protecting people, and if I saw that on my street, I would be terrified.
That was in very poor execution for a ghost. If you go back and look at pictures of the Ku Klux Klan, it's like the exact replica of what the horses look like.
I'm sorry that perception was there. It was never our intention to do that. Certainly the lights decorating it. I certainly didn't see any Klan members decorated for Halloween.
This is true. And then they all celebrated with dessert.
What was that last line there? What did he say?
They had LED lights on the horses.
Yeah, they also had Halloween lights on the horses.
I didn't see any Klan members is what I'm talking about.
Well, when they were referring to the old pictures of the Klan horses, they were not decorated for Halloween.
Oh,
but the fact is...
But when an idiot's an idiot, right?
Oh, it's
instead of just eating the S sandwich, he's got to get that little in there. Mm-hmm. I didn't...
Yeah, they should have had dessert instead.
Pancake pie.
What?
Pancake pie!
All right. And let's close with this. Jimmy Kimmel, it's a classic bit every year where he has people submit videotape of parents telling their kids they ate their Halloween candy.
Naked cruelty to children, but, you know, the kids get the candy. That's what we have to. I always I love the bit, but I always feel the need to offer my own disclaimer because I love Jimmy Kimmel.
I do, too.
That the kids get their candy, but this reaction, and then when you have the sweet ones. Do they have a sweet one this year?
There is one sweet one, but it is really sort of lost in the mix because there's not a lot of sweetness. Let's close with this.
Well, we got hungry last night, and we ate all your candy.
Let me see.
Oh,
damn it.
I ate all of your Halloween candy last night.
So mommy and daddy ate all your Halloween candy last night.
That's okay if you ate all the candy, but when it's the next Halloween, we can get more.
That's right, we can.
Your dad and I ate all of your Halloween candy last night when you went to bed.
You're watching
Callie
that right
doesn't
after
care. She's eating fruit.
My dad does this every single year. I know the pain.
That went well. that's all I got.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was a hell of a sound town. Almost called it a vault. We got to get out of here.
Don't forget. The vault. Yes.
Oscar said tickets are selling, and we've got a few left. We're under 100 tickets left now for the Mike O'Mara Show live in New Orleans. So be mindful of that. We want to make sure that everybody that wants to go gets to go. So make sure you get them at MikeO'MaraShow.com. They are on sale now for you to see TMOS live April 15th in New Orleans, Louisiana. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more?
Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sound good?
Yes, sir!
I don't know what we're going to do, how we get ready of those tumbleweeds. It's horrible!
Avocados from Mexico.